Columnist Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us now for his Friday analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff, and happy holiday weekend to you.
Good holiday to you, Wayne.
U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia has said he's not going to run for governor next year. Some Virginia Democrats hoped to persuade him to do so, but he says he has an unfinished job in Washington.
Yes, and how many Fridays have we met and discussed the possibility of Mark Warner standing anew for his beloved governorship? And how many times have we agreed that this wasn't going to happen? Mark Warner says he has another job, United States Senate. Now, in declining to run, and again, you and I weren't really surprised that, he declined to run, he's going to maintain that that bipartisan deficit hawk brand up in Washington, maybe not have the biggest hand in a great deal to balance the budget and erase the deficit, but certainly have a say in pulling the nation back from the fiscal cliff. Now, of course, Warner is still sort of living down some votes from earlier in the Obama years, Obamacare, also voting for economic stimulus. This annoyed some of Mark Warner's Republican friends, some of the Republican friends who apparently have been asking him to stand for governor again. But of course, by staying in Washington, he stays in the national eye. He could very well stand for the presidency again. He did briefly in 2006. One of the great advantages he has remaining in the Senate as opposed to standing for governor again in 2013 is, unlike most members of Congress, Mark Warner gets to sleep in his own bed every night.
Because he lives in Alexandria just across the Potomac.
Correct.
Yeah. Governor McDonnell has said he will consider proposing an indexed gasoline tax, which has stayed the same for 26 years or so, while other taxes, of course, do fluctuate with the economy up and down.
Yeah, I think the operative word here is consider. You know, Bob McDonnell fancies himself the great anti-tax hawk, and I don't think he really wants to sully those credentials, even as he heads out the door. Next year, of course, is an election year. His successor will be chosen. But the index is an interesting issue. An index in everyday language is some type of trigger in the tax that drives it up when, in the case of Virginia, there are increases in the cost of road construction material. This is an idea that's been kicked around many times. But the House, in particular, that bastion of anti-tax Republicanism, is against this sort of thing. McDonnell makes the point, and this is where he gives himself room to retreat from this, is that this is a declining source of revenue, in part because of the continuing efficiency, improving efficiency of motor vehicles.
Some Democrats in the state Senate are calling on the governor to call a special session to deal with health insurance exchanges, but he says he doesn't plan to do that.
Yes, this is all about Obamacare. And, of course, Bob McDonnell was hoping, as a number of Republicans were, that Mitt Romney would be elected and the Republicans would take over or take back the U.S. Senate and Obamacare would indeed be repealed. So having played that card and lost, now the state needs to figure out what to do. It appears that there's going to be some type of state-managed health benefits exchange, something that allows small businesses and individuals to qualify for private insurance. The governor is telling the Senate Democrats who want this special session there's adequate time to take care of all of this in January when the legislature is in town for its regular session. But, of course, the Democrats point out that if the state doesn't act in time, the federal government would step in and impose a solution for Virginia.
What started out as a state-level initiative, seen as something of a coup for economic development for the McDonnell administration, luring the Washington Redskins football training camp, summer camp, to Richmond, has turned into a controversial matter for the city of Richmond and Mayor Jones.
This was all part of the plan by Bob McDonnell to keep the Redskins headquarters and training camp in Northern Virginia. In return, they would be a presence in Virginia, in Richmond, 3 weeks every summer for about 8 years. There's been a good deal of pushback locally on this, and now Mayor Jones, Dwight Jones, and a local hospital chain, Bon Secours, actually, National Hospital Chain, are basically financing all this, or the city and the hospital are financing all this, and trying to convince some recalcitrant council members and some reluctant taxpayers that this is a good deal. What's interesting here is that the Skins, pun intended, do not have any skin in the game. They're only bringing their brand. All of the financial burden is borne by the locality and the hospital chain. You know, a lot of this is all about what the ancient Romans used to refer to as panem et circenses, as bread in circuses. Provide some amusement for taxpayers for their money.
Okay, thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who joins us Friday mornings here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition.